Morning, Lee. The Springboks powered their way to victory over Argentina yesterday at the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium, securing a hard-fought 29-10 win to go top of the rugby championship log. But it is yet unknown what the future holds for the rest of the competition after New Zealand withdrew due to COVID-19 travel restrictions, and SA coach Jacques Nienaber says that they are willing to welcome the remaining fixtures to take place on South African soil, but expects the matches to all be played out in a neutral venue in Europe. Also, Mene de Klerk led from the front again as South Africa raked in another four medals on day four of the World Athletics Under 20 Championship in Nairobi. Danae Roots wrapped up an impressive SA double by taking bronze in the shot put, with de Klerk taking a gold medal. Matthijs Norkeer delivered a stunning performance in the men's 400 meter final, earning bronze and also recording a personal best of 45.32 seconds, while Sinesipo Dambile snatched gold to round off the country's fourth medal in the men's 200-meter final. On the local football front, a 10-man Orlando Pirates held on for a 2-all draw against Stellenbosch in their opening match of the new season. Ntikelelo Nyahusa was red-carded in the first half, while Goodwin Mosele gave Pirates a 2-1 lead early in the second half before new signing Judas Mosiameri secured a point for Stellenbosch. And the action does continue today in the Premiership, with Royal AM getting their top flight journey underway against Swallows at 3 o'clock, while Kaiser Chiefs make the trip to TS Galaxy. In the Premier League, Manchester City returned to winning ways after losing in their opening match against Tottenham, and they secured a resounding 5-0 victory over Norwich at the Etihad Stadium, while Jack Grealish scored his first goal in sky blue colours, and Liverpool maintained their 100% start to the season with a 2-0 win against Burnley at Anfield. And then later on today, we'll see Southampton welcome Manchester United to St Mary's Stadium, and the big London derby will be taking centre stage today as Arsenal will be looking to get one over Chelsea as they welcome them to the Emirates Stadium. Also, lastly, Cuba's Jordanes Ugas upset Manny Pacquiao to retain the WBA welterweight crown this morning, winning by unanimous decision after a bruising 12-round battle. Ugas was drafted in at the 11th hour after Pacquiao's original opponent, Errol Spence Jr., withdrew through injury. And it was the Cuban who dominated the Filipino icon with his jab and clear punches to win on all three of the judges' cards. Well, that's a wrap from his sport desk for this morning. I'll be back with your full sport bulletin at 1 p.m.